Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's already July 23rd on this Friday edition 2004. We're going to have wide open phones and cover a ton of vital news and information today. I'm glad that you joined us. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. There is so much to go over here. And I don't want to get off into gossip first, but this just shows you the level of hypocrisy by the Republican Party leadership and backs up everything we've talked about in the past. And this is confirmed, but I consider it, you know, kind of a gossip column type story. The New York Post headline. This is on PrisonPlanet.com, folks. New York Post. Gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members. Did you hear that? And of course, the article even mentions that while Nixon from the presidential tapes talked about what goes on at the Grove, the homosexual orgies. Well, we just went ahead and put a link in the story at the bottom of the page to Nixon actually saying that. Of course, earlier this year, the Presidential Library released this. The question is, we've had the New York Times come out and say the Bilderberg Group basically appointed John Edwards, VP running mate. Then we have John Edwards saying on TV that people liked him in Italy at the global meeting, and so that's why he was chosen. On Larry King Live, we have Skull and Bones member Bush cousin John Kerry saying the Bilderberg Group likes him. Why are they admitting the Bohemian Grove back on Monday in a 14-page article about the Bohemian Grove showing a photo they released of some of the leaders of it in their red and black hoods? I mean, you link through to my website, you go to the... you don't have to go to my website to look at photos and video now. You just click through to the San Francisco Chronicle, and they got photos right there of this stuff going on. Why are they just coming right out in the open with all of this? And, of course, the paper says it's fun and good and happy, and it's no big deal. You know, headline, gay porn stars, services, Bohemian Grove members. That is the New York Post headline. That's not our headline, folks. Do you understand? And are you going to hear the Christian conservative leaders talking about this? Oh, no. No, 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 no. Certainly not. After all, the microchip implanted in your body is good. It's Christian. World government's good. We should submit to it. And look, in my film that I made 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, I show news articles mainstream from the 80s. About literal private jets landing, buses coming in, with the most expensive male prostitutes around, and some female, but mainly male. That's their favorite. And, I mean, it's admitted, ladies and gentlemen, busing them in like beluga caviar for these people, and this is one of the top homosexual porn stars who gets tens of thousands of dollars a film. And he's there at the Grove, folks. And it says as a servant to them, quote, servicing them. Very Christian, very conservative. Of course, Bush Sr.'s there right now. I wonder what he's up to. New York Post. Okay, we've got terror alerts, all this news. I haven't hit the tip of the ice. Folks, there's so much. It's all coming up in detail. Plus the 9/11 Whitewash Commission. Stay with us.
Thank you. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, TGIF, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God it's Friday. That means I can get all my other work done this weekend. That's right. The Army never sleeps. We never stop the fight against the New World Order. Thank you for joining us. You know, I want to do things a little bit different. I don't like it that I've been doing 45-minute diatribes before I go to phone calls. So I'm going to tell you the news that's coming up, and then I'm going to take calls to the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to cover news for the rest of the hour. And then I'm going to take calls in the first half of the next hour, and then I'm going to cover news for the next half of the hour. That's how I'm going to do it today. I'm going to do something a little different. I mean, I get zero guidance on this network, which is how I like it. That's why I'm here. And so we'll play around a little bit with the format. New York Post, gay porn star, services Bohemian Grove members. Okay, that's their headline. We'll tell you about that. Also, the media is now being threatened. Oh, the terrorists are about to attack you any minute. And so now the secret police and the black ski mask can keep you safe. And so now the media can run around fear-mongering at an even greater pitch. And what we heard about last week, that hijackers are probing the planes again, seeing what they can get away with, and it's imminent attack, and we need a domestic CIA to run our lives right now or it's all over. We'll be getting into that story as well. As Boston battens down for the DNC, all of this, these are little demo models of the police state. Every time there's a World Trade Organization meeting, a NATO meeting, a G8 meeting, a DNC, an RNC meeting, you have no more freedoms. And we're all shown on TV, men in black ski masks, secret police, checkpoints, troops, machine guns, all part of the training process. And the government has said this, and it's going to be like this for your everyday life. And if you're suspected of any misdemeanor crime, you'll disappear and never be seen again and be taken to a camp. But this is public. They're getting ready for it. But the 9/11 panel blames institutional failings, and I want to go over some of the lies in the panel's report. I've now had a chance to read over it, so we will cover that information. Also, the Ministry of Truth is at work again. 9/11 Whitewash Commission attempts to spin Bin Laden family exodus down the memory hole. And what's happened with this is the Customs Department, the Republicans, the Democrats, probably, I don't know, 20 newspapers have confirmed there's video of the Bin Ladens getting on planes, flying out the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th. Over 160 of them. But to neutralize this story, they've now focused in on Bin Ladens flying out, a few Bin Ladens flying out 8 days later on the 19th. Of September 2001, and they go, oh, look, they flew out later, and they were questioned, ignoring the admitted FBI being ordered to let them leave, you know, the high-level Bin Ladens days before. But it's all sleight of hand. They now focus in on another issue and call anybody who's talked about this a liar. So we've posted the documents from Judicial Watch. We posted several major mainstream newspapers with links to this. It's all totally concrete admitted. And then we show the new news report where they try to misdirect you and talk about a flight on September 19th. So I'm about to go to your calls. I just want to let you know what's coming up. And we'll go over those government documents. Also, new Flight 93 propaganda that we'll get into. And then I got a bunch of articles like this. Teacher has kids tasting flavored condoms. This is from WorldNet Daily. Government agency backs instructor over ninth grade girl's mom. She complained that they were putting condoms on bananas and teaching them how to, you know, perform certain actions. And the mother complained, and she's been reprimanded. How dare you? So, what's happening with our military? Alabama doctor reactivated for Iraq war at 68. That's right. U.S. Army just add urine. That's the BBC headline. The new meals are giving the troops are to be activated and stirred in urine. Folks, I'm not kidding. The U.S. military has devised a way to ensure its troops in battle need never go hungry. With dried food, can be rehydrated using dirty urine and water. Here's another one. This is out of Reuters. Bigger breasts for free. Join the Army. They're offering women double D breast enlargements if they'll join the military. Folks, you can't make stuff like this up. Here's another one. U.S. forces debilitated by combat stress. American Free Press, 20% of U.S. soldiers returning from combat in the ongoing guerrilla war in Iraq have shown signs of post-traumatic stress disorder. Army announces 94 allegations of abuse. California man who shot burglar has been jailed. We're just going to be just like England, folks. Tennessee man tortured for hours by police. A caller called yesterday, and I found it hard to believe, but turned out to be in the newspaper. Guy had a hidden camera in his house. The police came in, did things I can't mention on the air for 2 hours. Abu Ghraib, exact stuff, folks, okay? I mean, we're talking, they enjoy themselves on a routine basis. They ought to have, go to Bohemian Grove. They can make a little money there. But and the guy had a hidden camera. This is, they tortured him for 2 hours, wanting him to sign a warrant to look for drugs, you know, sign a waiver. And so, all part of the new freedom. Of course, they've been fired now, but the FBI and the state police have asked that the lawyers not talk and that the video not be released of this. Oh, I can understand why. Nice man in black ski mask. You guys ought to, well, we'll get into that later. Matrix rejection. Analyze, Salt Lake City Tribune. No, not the movie, the Matrix system. It spies on you. Again, just, oh my goodness. Anazar withholds secret Madrid bombing intelligence documents showing government involvement in the Madrid bombings. Bush signs into law a new terror bill that ought to scare the daylights out of you. Okay, that's the tip of the iceberg. It's all coming up. We'll take calls till about 38 after, then I'll get into this news. Right, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. John in Florida, thanks for holding, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I haven't called you in a long time, but even when I heard that story Monday about Bohemian Grove and the San Francisco Chronicle, my mother lives in that area, and I asked her to get the newspaper, or I asked her to read that, and she could not find that article in the newspaper.
What happens is, by the time we read an article, it's usually a day old, and then she might have gotten the wrong date. But
she's got Sundays. She gets it every single day. She works Sundays. Maybe it would be on Saturdays.
Well, sir, we have a direct link to the San Francisco Chronicle on the website with a story.
I believe you, but she can't find it in Sundays or Mondays.
Mm.
And she's looked.
Okay. Well, I actually have that somewhere here in the stack. I could... I can try to find it for you.
You know, I just unless she was looking for Bohemian Grove, but what's it titled?
No, the title was something like "Private Clubs: Some Allow Women, Some Don't." I think that was the diversionary headline.
Okay, I'll tell her that then.
And then it talked about four elite California clubs, and most of the 14-page article was about the Grove.
Okay. Private clubs. I'll have a look at that.
Yeah, it was something like that. I can try to. It's actually in a stack of about 100 articles from over the week. I then stack them up after I cover them, and I can actually try to dig that out during a break for you.
Thank you.
And this New York Post article, if you want that one about the Grove, it's on the website, and then we have a link to the New York Post, page 6, the same page 6 that... That wrote up how Michael Moore supposedly ripped me off for his film, which I don't really agree with. The same New York Post, page 6, known for being pretty accurate. Pardon me?
Is that in today's New York Post?
That was in yesterday's.
Okay.
And we just learned of it at the end of the show yesterday, but it's posted today.
Okay. All right, I'm going to look at that because I want the article.
Sure. Well, also, there were two New York Times articles in the last 2 weeks about, and it was a Wall Street Journal article about the Bohemian Grove last week, too.
All right. I'm still making copies of your tapes, and that one, The Innocence Portrayed, is a very, very well-documented movie.
Well, that's not my film. I sell it. I buy it from Juice, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and we do carry it. When you get it, you get... three of the pamphlets covering the Second Amendment that are really good to wake people up. And I can't authorize you to make copies of that. If you want to do that, you have to call Aaron Zellman.
Yeah, no, I've got it, and I've showed some people it, and they're blown away by it.
But you are authorized to make copies of my videos.
Oh, yes, I do that.
Well, John, I appreciate your call. Take care, my friend. Good questions and comments. It's all on the website, folks. Who's up next here? Carlos, or who's up next?
Carlos.
Carlos in California. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
Alex, you know, I real good, buddy. I'm in good spirits. Anyway, I've had a long lingering doubt about Yasser Arafat. I look at the repeated pattern of his activities in which the Israelis seem to benefit from continually. I mean, all his activities always end up with the Israelis digging in further and further into Palestinian territory, demolishing more and more of their homes, setting up their perimeters further and further in, and in essence almost throwing the Palestinians pushing them out, you know.
Well, Barry Hamish, who's written for the Jerusalem Post and other publications, who's Jewish, who we've had on, we need to get him back on, says that Yasser Arafat works for the Bilderberg Group, and he says the Jewish leaders do too, and that it's all staged. Now, he said this years ago, but now they've even caught Mossad founding Al-Qaeda groups and carrying out bombings. We're talking Jerusalem Post, Haaretz. Stay there. We'll stay there. We'll talk about it, Carlos. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can, too, with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, all the fake terror alerts, the impending government-sponsored terror attack, New York Post headline, gay porn stars services Bohemian Grove members in the Grove, and much more. We're talking to Carlos in California. Look, that's how it is with, it's like Arafat is Kerry and Bush is Sharon. And it's the same thing with the Tories and Labour in England. And it's the same thing with one black tribe against the other, all run by the UN, both chiefs, supported by the United Nations. And then their job is to just basically kill and enslave their own people, and the UN keeps them in power. It's the same paradigm over and over again. And they have caught We have huge archives on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Use the search engine, my friends. It's there on Prison Planet to search both the sites. And, you know, just type in Israel behind terror attacks in Israel. And it isn't, you know, some, you know, Israel-hating group. It's Haaretz. It's Jerusalem Post. It's the facts. And you go, well, why would they do that? As an excuse to build the fence, to clamp down on their own people, to get more weapon sales, to get more international funding. The war is meant to go on and on, as George Orwell said. The war is against the people of the countries. The states get together and stage this stuff, folks. These are staged wars. Vietnam was staged. All this stuff is staged. This is a joke, people. Or it's staged to the point of Saddam's a former business partner, Noriega's a former business partner, Bin Laden's a current business partner, and they have these, you know, the globalists already control the intelligence apparatus that put the dictator in power, so it's easy for the globalists to then take them out. These are staged wars. These are staged events. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Carlos.
Well, Alex, you're absolutely right. I've always suspected that Arafat was a Mossad agent. In fact, in some of the time, sometimes when I call several talk shows, I facetiously say that Sharon and Arafat are drinking buddies. But you know, at one time I did read an article where it mentioned that the Mossad actually financed Hamas. Sometime.
Yeah, that United Press Inter- United Press International, AFP, Reuters, and AP a few years ago. Yitzhak Rabin, right before they killed him for speaking up, apologized that Shin Bet and that Mossad had founded Hamas, again, to also have another fake group. And then they'll kill a few leaders of it here or there, but keep the key ones in place. And then Arafat will come out and say that Mossad founded Hamas, but then to make himself look good, I appreciate the call. But again, the average person just can't get this through their head. You know, Mossad every 6 months goes, we're going to kill Arafat. We got a hit out on him, and then suddenly it never happens. If Mossad wants you dead, folks, you're dead. This is, again, when they attack Arafat, the average Arab sees that and goes, oh, Arafat must be good. It's, folks, Jews and Arabs lived in peace. Did you know that until the 1940s? This whole thing is staged, people. Everybody lived in peace together. Christians, Jews, Arabs, all lived in peace together until this whole thing got set up. And radical Islam, and we've covered this, has been funded by the CIA. You go, why would they do that? To create a crisis. Now the Saudis have said, hey, we're not blowing anything up. You're destabilizing our country. They said MI6 and Mossad are destabilizing and been carrying out these bombings and protecting the terrorists to overthrow our country and then to have the military come in here. You want a radical Muslim state in Saudi Arabia. And folks, that's true. Okay, let's go ahead. And people go, well, how dare you talk bad about Israel? Folks, their own media admits it. Michael in Ohio. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you today, sir?
Good.
I'm just sitting here watching a few of your tapes a buddy gave me, and I was thinking to myself, I got to call this guy. This guy is a patriot. Alex, I just got back from Israel. I have a couple things I would like to say, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
I respect you fully, and if you run for president, I will vote for you on November the 2nd.
Well, thank you, but it's not about me, friend. I mean, really, we're just fighting the New World Order, but I appreciate the kind words. What's on your mind?
Okay. Anyways, I want to talk a little bit about Arafat. First of all, he has $1.3 billion in Swiss bank accounts that he took from governments across the world that were supposed to be for the Palestinian people. Now, I see things a little differently about the wall. For instance, the security wall in Israel, people compare it to the Berlin
okay,
wall.
Okay, now we've gotten off onto this, and that's fine. You guys can talk about whatever you want. Stay there. We'll briefly let you finish up, Michael. And we'll talk to Leo, Ted, and Clint. Then I'm going to go back into news and then back into your calls. So PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
All right, we're going back to your calls, and I'm going to dive into details of some of the news I've already scanned over. Before I do that, though, look, my friends, there are a lot of great 9/11 films out there and a lot of powerful information that's been brought forward, and I think that we should all view the material, we should all research it, we should spread the word. And I carry four of those 9/11 films that are out there, four of what I think are some of the best information. You've got Eric Hupschman's video on VHS and DVD. For some reason on the shopping cart, we just list Eric Hupschman's video as VHS, but put in the comments you want a DVD, you'll get a DVD. We have George Humphrey's new video in VHS and DVD. 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Your Choice, Fear or Love. And then we also have my two films on 9/11, which are the most expansive. We cover the most issues, the widest spectrum, and go through history and show governments carrying out terror attacks, show official U.S. government plans to carry out 9/11-style attacks. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of that film is The Masters of Terror. And, you know, it's such an important area of study, such an extensive area of study. I hope you get all four of the 9/11 films. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, 9/11, Painful Deceptions, Eric Hupschman's video, 9/11, The Great Illusion by George Humphrey. We carry all four of these videos on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And George Humphrey's video is $20. My videos are $25.95 because they're over 3 hours long. I think what Huffman's is like $22. If you order three or more of any of the 10 films I've made, they drop down to $20 a piece, by the way. There's a lot of other specials where books, free books, come with different videos when you order them, or if you order one book, the next book is half price. Just a lot of great deals, and your support is absolutely integral and needed for this broadcast. And you're authorized, again, to make copies of my films, to air them on Access Television while it's still around as the government shuts them down all over the country. We've got to reach the people. We've got to expose this fake 9/11 commission, many of them intimately involved in business with the military-industrial complex and the Bin Ladens themselves, with the Chairman Keen. So please get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Please get Masters of Terror. Please get Painful Deceptions and The Great Illusion. Get these videos. Get my book about 9/11, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. Our two books get into different areas of the history of government-sponsored terror. All the admitted cases of it, where in hindsight, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years later, they do admit that it was the government carrying out the terror. Then we show you 9/11. Then we go into Oklahoma. These are all powerful tools that you really need. My book, Descent into Tyranny, over 220 pages, $12. Paul Watson's, $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 when you buy one to give as a gift to somebody, to give them the gift of waking up and understand what's happening. If you got questions or you want to know about different specials or different titles or different videos, the operators have got descriptions of all the films. They can answer your questions. Just call and make your order or ask your questions by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's simply 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse the safe, secure shopping cart. Watch free clips of the films, read about them, order them via Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The ball is in your court. We carry powerful videos and books on tape that will wake you, that will educate you to a higher level, that will inform your neighbors, that will wake up your friends and family. Please help us expose the serial killers that carried out 9/11. All right, quickly, let's finish up with the callers. Michael in Ohio, you wanted to talk about Israel? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to point out that the Berlin Wall kept people in. And this wall actually is keeping terrorists out. The suicide bombings have gone down dramatically since it's gone up. I believe there's a big smear campaign against Israel, and I think it's a lot to do with Al-Wahid bin Talal, the fifth richest person in the world, Saudi Arabia, and he gave millions of dollars to bin Laden in the 80s. He owns over $1 billion worth of Time Warner shares, which is the parent company of CNN and other media companies. And because of this, there's a smear campaign against Israel, and I believe this is what's building to Armageddon, where all the world's armies come against Israel in the north in Megiddo, which I was just there.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call, sir, and it's more sophisticated, okay? I mean, what you're saying is true, but that's like saying, oh, look, there's water. You know, you've said, look, there's water. And I'm going, yes, but is it a lake? Is it a glass of water? Is it a stream? Is it an ocean? And it is indeed an ocean, my friend. So you need to... The Saudi Arabians are horribly corrupt, but they're puppets of the globalists who are having the vice squeezed on them right now. You know, you say, oh, this guy gave millions to bin Laden. And I'm familiar with that. Bin Laden, sir, is a CIA asset. His family is British intelligence. He's been protected. I just told you, are the Saudi Arabians funding United Press International? Are they funding Associated Press? Are they funding Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post? Were they funding Yitzhak Rabin to apologize for Israel helping to found Hamas? They caught, sir, young Palestinians that have been formed into Shin Bet and Mossad teams blowing things up every time there was about to be a peace deal. Every time Israel looked bad, Jews would get killed, and then Israel would say, see, we've got to do this. And it led back, in many cases, to Mossad. Now, sir, this is on the record. And so what I'm telling you is it possible that Israel could ever have evil leaders in its history? Was Saul evil? Did David stand up against him? Did the prophets say that Israel would have corrupt leaders and would be judged? And the answer is yes. This new warped view is you do whatever Israel says, no matter what, you're going to hell. Well, my Bible says that the Antichrist is going to stand up and basically set up a temple and rule from there. And so you better really spend a little bit more time in your Bible. But number one, sir, I just go off the facts, okay? And I don't want to get... You can call in about this if you want, okay? Because there's no censorship here. But if you want to go off down these rabbit trails, that's fine with me. But it's the Arab leaders are evil and are New World Order controlled. The Jewish leaders are evil and are New World Order controlled. The English leaders are evil and are New World Order controlled. The American leaders are evil, Kerry and Bush, and are New World Order controlled. The prince, the principalities, the powers, they are controlled. Who rules the earth? Who has control over it? Who's been given dominion over the leaders? And so, instead of the people seeing the evil behind the shadows, we get focused in on the personality of the puppets, of the Sharons, of the Arafats, of the Kerrys, of the Bushes. We need to focus on the Bilderberg Group. We need to focus on the Committee of 300. We need to focus on the Bohemian Grove. We need to focus on the power behind the throne. Leo in Texas. Leo, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Brother Alex. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Long-time listener down here in Beaumont. Homeland Security is alive and well at the Port of Beaumont where I work. But this all kind of dovetails into what I've been wanting to call you about for a long time ago. A few days ago, in fact, you said something like, what's up with all this Jewish hatred stuff and all that? But I was watching a news program, and they had this peasant in South America, and he was carrying these anti-Semitic signs around. It kind of struck me that this is just a universal spirit, you know. It's like the Antichrist spirit. Well, this is just an anti-Semitic spirit, and it all has to do with the heavenlies. And I'm just so glad that you've always been balanced, and, you know, just like you just preached that whole sermon right there. It was just so perfect and so right on. These aren't our enemies, and it's the universe, you know, it's the New World Order and all that. And
Look, there are Jewish people in the New World Order, and they manipulate and try to create anti-Semitism. I've even got Zionist documents that have been published. Liberal groups have written about this, where they thought Hitler was a good thing because he would get the Jews together, and then make them leave and get their own country. And so what happens is you've got evil mafias manipulating different groups, but it's not Jewish people, you know, that are evil or bad.
And you can relate this information, and there's no anti-Semitic spirit behind it. It's just like if you're talking about the corruption in our government, you know, it's all the same.
But see, by having people go out and say, no, Jews are inherently evil themselves, then when you criticize Jewish mafia, oh, you must be anti-Semitic. It neutralizes real debate.
Right.
All right, good points.
Right.
Anything else?
Oh, God bless you and your family.
Hey, good to hear from you, my friend. Let's talk to Ted in Georgia. Ted, go ahead.
Alex, to a certain extent, you just took away what I was going to say. You said, I think your last statement, one of your last statements was that it neutralizes debate. And I think some of the things you might not have realized, but some of the things you said earlier regarding Arafat and Sharon, also, there's some reality. I'm not arguing the fact that that might be staged, but there's some reality in here somewhere. And if you don't recognize,
oh no, they've got useful idiots on both sides. Israel provocateurs its people to go shoot and bomb Arabs, and then Arabs, Palestinians come across, and they've certainly got real suicide bombers and real stuff going on.
Well, the fact is that I have found, and I called you the other day about this and got in on the end of the program, you asked me to call you back, I have found some reality within the establishment, and that is that the trial lawyers the corporations and the Republican Party, the corporations through the Republican Party, have declared war on the trial lawyers. And this is a genuine conflict.
Yeah, there is an internal battle, and that's why John Edwards is a trial lawyer, and they don't like the fact that, because it's a double-edged sword, the trial lawyers are out of control, but they're a symptom, and the corrupt corporations are out of control, and they want to be able to use their lawyers against us, but not have us be able to fight back against them, and there is a battle going on. A lot of support for the Democratic Party is from the trial lawyers.
Well, I'm not... the fact is that the corporations also, trying to destroy the trial lawyer angle, they're also working against the people, and it's working against the responsibility of the corporations to put out safe products.
Well, I totally agree with you. I mean, they've got examples of frivolous lawsuits all day long, but I'm much more worried about these corrupt courts and judges and getting rid of juries, which is happening, and all this maritime admiralty, uniform commercial code, courts. I'm more worried about that than I am all the trial lawyers in the world.
Well, you'd better, if you are a leader, which I believe you are, I think you are probably our greatest leader at the moment anyway, in this fight. And I think that you need to recognize the fact that we have to exploit, there's an old divide and conquer concept.
Yeah, separation of powers is good. Gridlock and fighting in government is good. When you get centralization and greasing of the skids, you always get dictatorships. That is a guarantee.
We need to concentrate on this opportunity we have, because the trial lawyers and the corporation, the trial lawyers really represent what the corporations are doing. Yes, they're moving the conflict out of the justice system and into the political system. And so they're really declaring war against the entire justice system. Now, there is a justice system. It might just be in shambles at the present time. But if you remove it entirely, it'll be like Hitler came in, all the lawyers, they were good for nothing but shining shoes.
Yeah, Night of the Long Knives. I appreciate the call. And let's break that down. When a centralization of criminal crime syndicate happens in any country, all of the other parasitic groups that are feeding on systems that the preeminent criminals want are brought under heel and control. And so, yes, you can sabotage the New World Order by getting them to have infighting with each other. And yes, sir, you're absolutely right. I agree with you. Very sophisticated information. Hope people understand what we're saying. Clint in Missouri. Clint, you're on the air worldwide, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, Clint.
I just wanted to take the comment to a different subject. I'd like to comment on the 68-year-old doctor that's been called up for service. And, it occurs to me that a good sign of when a nation gets desperate is when they start enlisting the elderly and the youth to fight its wars. And I think that's what we're seeing now. And I think it's an attempt to fill a gap until after the elections, whoever it is that's elected. I feel that the draft legislation will be enacted then.
There were rumors of it, but no one believed it. But after the terrorists struck and destroyed half a major city, there is a new national draft, men and women. And this is for the homeland. You better serve.
Yeah, that's probably what it'll be like. And the only other thing I have to say is, you mentioned a lot of good videos that you have for sale. I would like to emphasize that, I don't know about the others, but if you purchase one of Alex Jones's videos, if I'm not mistaken here, you do give permission to reproduce those to give away, right?
Of course, yes, my videos. If it's an Alex Jones video, if you buy another video from me that I didn't produce, that I bought from someone, you can't make copies of that.
Right.
Unless you get permission from them.
I think that's an important advantage of buying your products in particular. And I'm starting to see a lot of this go on, and I would encourage your listeners to write letters to the editors of their local papers and use direct quotes from their founding fathers to prove what you're saying, which is what I've done recently. And it put me in contact with several people, and one of them I showed 911 Road to Tyranny to, and he's going to make several DVD copies passing out to individuals as a result.
when the people move against evil, we are unstoppable. You know, I mean, that God's told us that over and over again in His Word. And so it's up to you. And yes, the equivalent of a mini printing press, just like they had in the 1770s, this is how we can circumvent the mainstream media and expose their lies. Because the globalists have to reapply their lies every day. People just have to see the truth once, then they get the lies, they understand the big picture. That's where we have power. And if you, the listeners, get my videos and make dozens of copies of them and give them to others and tell them to make copies, 1,000 tapes turns into 1,000,000 tapes. 10,000 tapes turns into tens of millions of videos. And it's having a huge effect. God bless you. Take care. You know what? We'll just come back, take a few more calls. Then I'll start the second hour, and I'm going to spend about 30 minutes on news. Then we'll get into more calls. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. The information overload is coming up. Keep it locked in.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The New World Order program of enslavement is moving along, is in train, is in axis, is orbiting the political system and metastasizing, but it is rattling, it is smoking, it is losing nuts and bolts, it is falling apart. But this thing they've started is so big they can't stop it. And I think there is, at some levels, a debate, a fissure. I believe the Bilderberg Group and others believe it's moving too fast. But there are a lot of individuals within the system that say that it cannot be stopped. And at another level, that's so they can act like there's a different levels to it, and a good cop, bad cop situation to give us the illusion of choice. But the New World Order is upon us, my friends, and it's only going to get worse. But that means more people are going to wake up and get involved and come out of denial. More and more corruption is coming out. More and more people are beginning to realize what we're truly facing. And evil is going to defeat itself by its own weight, by its own structure. The question is, how big, how fat, how out of control is it going to get before we can at least slow it down and then put it back in the box? And how much pain is our civilization going to go through in that process? Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say thanks. You know, it's your videos and the grace of God that woke me up to the New World Order just months ago, and I appreciate that. Just want to say I'm praying for you and your family.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, for sure. That being said, there's all kinds of stuff I want to bring up, but, you know, I agree. Yesterday you were talking, you're a little frustrated, and I can only imagine, with everything you know, why you wouldn't be. I'm pretty frustrated myself. It brings me down to know that, you know, 100 officials in Mexico got microchips implanted in them. And
160 to get in the building, that's only phase one. They're going to make the police take it.
It's disgusting. I mean, and you say, you know, the New World Order is upon us, and, you know, people aren't waking up. It's, you know, when you tell them that Bush was in charge of 9/11, you know, and that, you know, all of what Clinton did and everything else, it blows their mind. And, you know, when you bring up Bush, they'll get in your face and scream at you because, you know, Bush is their savior. And it's horrible. You got, you know, here in Fort Collins, you got, you know, cameras, I swear, on every street. You know, they're retinal scanning people for drug tests. I mean, over and over and over.
And this is an admitted Pentagon control model. They've even said it, the microphones, the cameras, the scanners, and they're putting the same thing in Iraq. This is a control grid, folks. This is government knowing you're waking up, trying to put leg irons on you.
I know, and then, yeah, and we've got all this stuff going on in Iraq, and these guys coming back to be, you know, our police, you know, and then talking about a draft, you know, and I have a family. I'm old enough to be right in that draft, and you know, it's, all this stuff's happening. People need to wake up, and that I'm thankful for what you're doing and everybody else out there. That being said, I just wanted to let people aware, if you're not already, Alex, that we have a brother named Rick Stanley here in Colorado who's facing 32 years for sporting his pistol on his hip at a gathering this year, I believe.
When the state law said that he could have an open carry.
Yeah, not only does the U.S. Constitution say that, the Colorado Constitution says that. You know, he broke no law, yet they arrested him. And now he's facing 32 years.
And people ask how that is. All the time people go to prison, and, you know, once they arrested him, they said, oh, well, you sent a mean email or letter to a judge, and he read the email on the air. It was just like, what is happening is treason. And
right.
By calling them treason, oh, that's a threat to say I'm a traitor.
Exactly. You know, they take a note.
So we're going to give you 32 years for that, not for the arrest with the gun that wasn't illegal. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with the second hour of the news.